Are you trying to squeeze the starting solid food stuff into your already busy schedule? Well, I have an all-in-one, done-for-you solution that's going to take the guesswork out of feeding your baby. My online program is called Baby-Led Weaning with Katie Ferraro. It contains all of my baby-led weaning training videos, the original 100 First Foods content library, plus a 100-day meal plan with recipes, like the exact sequence of which foods to feed in which order. So if you want to stop trying to piece all this feeding stuff together on your own, I would be honored if you would join me inside of the program. You can get signed up at babyledweaning.co/program.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So your baby who's in phase two or three of baby-led weaning between 8 and 12 months of age, they're going to be sleeping somewhere between 10 to 12 hours at night. And no, you do not need to offer them nutrition or sustenance in the middle of the night. And I know for some parents, that's really alarming. Wait a minute, I thought I had to wake them up in the middle of the night and feed them multiple times. You did when they were little teeny tiny babies. But at this point, the rate of growth, while they're still growing rapidly, has slowed down. And you don't need to wake them. They don't need that sustenance in the middle of the night. But if they're waking up after you started solid foods and you're like, wait a minute, what happened? The sleep schedule's all off. Let's take a look at the timing of the infant milk, particularly the bedtime bottle or breastfeeding session. Hey there, I'm Katie Ferraro, registered dietitian, college nutrition professor, and mom of seven, specializing in baby-led weaning. Here on the Baby-Led Weaning with Katie Ferraro podcast, I help you strip out all of the noise and nonsense about feeding, giving you the confidence and knowledge you need to give your baby a safe start to solid foods using baby-led weaning. When your baby starts solid foods, is it going to mess their sleep schedule up? A mom in my program recently asked, and this is a quote, "Since we started solid foods 2 months ago, my baby is starting to nurse less, but she's not eating a ton of food yet. She's waking up in the middle of the night again, and I'm worried that she's hungry." So in this episode, I want to talk a little bit about this idea of overnight hunger and whether weaning off of infant milk is actually causing your baby to be hungry in the middle of the night. I like to start off these solo training episodes with a baby-led weaning tip of the day. And today's tip is to please be wary of sleep experts who are educating you about feeding. Now, I'm incredibly biased because I'm saying this to you as a registered dietitian who specializes in infant feeding. I have a registered dietitian nutrition credential. I'm a college nutrition professor. I have a master's in public health, advanced training in pediatric food allergies. Feeding is my thing. But I'm also a mom. I have seven children, including two sets of multiples, quadruplets, and twins. And it wasn't until I had my own kids and was raising them in this era of social media and information overload that I was exposed to all of the opinions and pseudoscience that constitute the world of quote unquote sleep science. Your sleep, your baby's sleep, it is all very important. And I've tried to cover sleep respectfully on this podcast. However, I've also interviewed a number of self-proclaimed sleep experts who give outrageous advice about infant feeding. I've actually had two separate interviews by two separate quote-unquote experts that I could not air because the information that they were saying about feeding was so off base, completely fabricated, and even downright dangerous. I remember one sleep lady from the internet told me with a straight face in a video interview that babies need more tryptophan-containing foods like turkey to help them to get to sleep through the night. Now, maybe she didn't know that I was a dietitian, but literally the link between dietary tryptophan from foods and sleep has been so thoroughly discounted that I couldn't believe what I was hearing. So I get a little sensitive about sleep recommendations because I know that every baby is different. And there are no hard and fast rules about how much or how often your baby should sleep. And yes, different programs are out there that can help get your baby to be on a particular sleep routine. But if you don't follow those regimens or those protocols, it's not to say that your baby is never going to sleep through the night. So in this episode, I want to explore this idea of food related to sleep because of parental concerns about babies starting to wake up in the night after they start solid foods. And the concern is always, is my baby hungry? Now, the sleep recommendations that I'm going to reference today are informed by the American Academy of Pediatrics, I've personally and professionally found the AAP guidelines about sleep to be very reasonable and rational, not to mention they're a lot simpler and more straightforward than some of the recommendations that you guys are hearing and seeing from people online who are not physicians and frankly do benefit from your overwhelm and your confusion and your sleep deprivation and hope that you'll buy their sleep program. So having said that, let's take a look at the relationship between sleep and then kind of time that to where your baby is with regards to starting solid foods. Let's start at 4 to 6 months of age. The AAP maintains that by 4 to 6 months of age, a baby will likely no longer need to feed in the middle of the night. Now, I can just hear moms from every corner of the internet. That's not true. At 4 months of age, my baby still slept through the night. My first baby fell asleep, and everyone's comparing everyone's baby to each other. But look at the range that we're talking about there, 4 to 6 months of age. At 4, 5, and even 6 months of age, well, certainly 4 and 5 months of age, your baby's not eating anything except infant milk, right? The AAP, the World Health Organization, almost all major health bodies at this point recommend exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months of life. Okay, as a nutrition professional, breastfeeding professionals, we all agree breast milk and or formula is sufficient to meet your babies for the first 6 months of life. So between 4 to 6 months of life, whether your baby is sleeping through the night or not, with regards to solid food, it really doesn't matter because your baby shouldn't be starting solid foods prior to 6 months of age. Babies don't need anything from a nutritional standpoint. Plus, physiologically, your baby's not sitting on their own, which means they have not yet demonstrated that they have the trunk strength and the head and neck control to support a safe swallow. So 4 to 6 months of age, if you're working on getting your baby to sleep through the night, good for you. But don't worry about timing solid food feeds because it doesn't have any impact because your baby shouldn't be starting solid foods yet. What does the AAP recommend about sleep at that age? Be consistent with your bedtime routine. Get your baby to a point where you're working towards self-soothing at night. Recommendations to keep the room dark and quiet. And the baby should be getting regular feeds during the day. Now, of course, it goes without saying that any baby who's being deprived of food at regular intervals throughout the day is very unlikely to be sleeping through the night.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If you've been thinking about giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's a convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online experience. All you do is just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can also switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. I used to think therapy was just for people who have experienced major trauma, but therapy can help you be at your best no matter what you're going through. So whether it's to learn new positive coping skills, set more realistic boundaries, or just show up as a better version of yourself, BetterHelp is here to help. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so that you can do more of it. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can help you get there and BetterHelp can help you. Visit betterhelp.com/weaning today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/weaning and get 10% off your first month.
Now, the AAP also says that by about 3 months of age, most babies sleep 6 to 8 hours during the night. Any of us who've had an infant or has an infant right now knows that that can vary greatly. Some babies sleep through the night at 6 weeks for some. It's 3 months for some. It's 6 months. Everyone knows babies are different, okay? And 6 to 8 hours during the night might not be enough for you to be sleeping through the night. And you certainly may be waking up to feed your baby in the middle of the night at the 3 month mark. But again, this has nothing to do with solid foods because your baby is drinking infant milk at that point. Now, by 4 to 7 months of age, we're starting to cross into that area, if we cross over the 7 month mark, that your baby will start to be eating solid foods. But as you know, the amount of food that your baby eats at 6 and 7 months of age is almost inconsequential, right? It doesn't provide adequate nutrition to replace infant milk. Breast milk or formula is still providing most of the nutrition that your baby needs at that stage. And your 4 to 7 month old baby, they're probably still taking 3 naps a day in many cases. Some will start to go down to 2 and you'll drop that late afternoon nap somewhere around the 7 month mark in certain situations. But what happens is as you reduce the amount of time that the baby is sleeping in the day, they begin to sleep for extended periods at night. Okay, so that's why most parents will say, gosh, you know, my baby is normally
sleeping through the night before we start solid foods. And that's generally what we see, but it's not a prerequisite, okay? You don't have to have a baby sleeping through the night before you start solid foods, keeping in mind that we don't wake a baby up in the middle of the night at 6 or 7 months of age to eat solid food. And I'm kind of snickering when I say that, but I actually did have a mom in my program who was like, I'm so confused. At 3 months, I was having to wake up in the middle of the night to feed my baby infant milk. So now that we started solid foods, wouldn't I wake up in the middle of the night and feed the baby solid food? No, absolutely not. Okay. Only in the case of like some very unusual, you know, medical nutrition therapy situations would a child need to be awoken at night or fed solid food in the middle of the night. Okay. Your neurotypical child who's 6, 7 months of age doesn't need to eat solid food, certainly in the middle of the night, but might still be waking up to have infant milk. And remember, infant milk continues to provide most of your baby's nutrition even after you start solid foods. Now, at 8 to 12 months of age, most 8-month-old babies are taking about 2 naps a day, a mid-morning and a mid-afternoon nap. If you look at 8-month-old babies, they have the potential to sleep between 10 and 12 hours at night. And the AAP adds on that these babies at 8 months of age do not need night feeds. Now, are you providing night feeds? If you want to, if that works for you, if you just love waking up and breastfeeding twice in the middle of the night, you certainly can. I work with a lot of parents who, when we look at their feeding schedule, including both infant milk and solid food schedule, the infant milk schedule at 8 months of age looks exactly as the same as it did at 3 months of age. And that is not ideal. Okay, by 8 months of age, if your baby's been eating solid foods for about 8 weeks, is generally the time that we start dropping a milk feed. Okay, and the goal here is your baby's just starting to get the skill set where they can start using food to help alleviate or relieve that feeling of hunger. They're not super proficient at it, okay? It's not for a few more weeks or months. Usually our 10-month-old babies, they're the ones who, if they can start, they're feeling a little bit of what I call casual hunger. They have this skill set, if they've been eating solid foods for about 4 months, to actually utilize that food to help alleviate those feelings of casual hunger. We never want to, quote unquote, starve your baby out, but bringing an older baby who's a little bit hungry to the table, okay, that's a good thing. And a lot of the parents I hear from are so scared to let their children feel hunger. They're trying to feed them at all hours of the day and night so that they're never hungry. Okay, that's not the goal. We want to get to a place that by 1 year of age, the baby's meal plan is pretty much mimicking what we see with the rest of the family. In a lot of families, that's eating 3 solid meals a day. The infant milk that they're having in between meals is their snack. If you have to stretch those meals out, the baby might benefit from having a snack. But for the most part, 3 meals a day, milk in between meals, is sufficient to meet your baby's needs at 12 months of age. But back to the sleeping, we've got our 8-month-old who's generally going to sleep around 10 to 12 hours a night and will not need night feeding. Sometimes the families we work with, when the baby's just starting to get the hang of solid foods, like it's all starting to click somewhere between 8 and 12 weeks after starting solid foods, the mom will say, oh my gosh, they're starting to eat a little bit more, but I'm still worried it's not enough. And now they're not breastfeeding as much. If they wake up in the middle of the night, is it because they're hungry? And my suggestion to you is that, especially in the weaning period, if we're ever concerned about baby, quote unquote, not getting enough, step back and remind yourself, it's not your job to make your baby eat. You are in charge of what the baby eats and where they eat and when they eat. And so some of this has to do with timing and switching around the milk and the solid food schedule. You should never have to wake up in the middle of the night to feed your baby food. Some parents will say, should I move the solid food at night? Like we're doing dinner at 5 o'clock, but they don't go to bed until 7 or 8. Should I move that dinner until later? No, not necessarily. If 5 o'clock is the time that works for you to do dinner, keep in mind that at 8 months of age, for most babies, not even half of their nutrition is coming from food yet. I would advise you to work on the milk schedule, okay? I don't recommend dropping the bedtime bottle feed or the bedtime breastfeeding session until the very, very, very last milk feed that you drop. My suggestion is always to drop the morning feed first. And I have a whole podcast episode that we did that was all about how to drop a milk feed. So this is something that we generally start doing around the 8-month mark. If you want to listen to that, if you go back to episode 55, it's called How to Drop a Milk Feed, blwpodcast.com/55. For more info on why I think the morning feed, if you're not tied to one or the other, I think the morning feed is always the best one to start with. And I hold on to that bedtime feed until the very end, again, because I know that baby is still getting slightly more than half of their nutrition from infant milk at the 8-month mark. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but I'll be right back.
Hey, Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now, as you move into phase two of baby-led weaning, which is the second 8 weeks, so this is generally our 8 and our 9, sometimes 10-month-old babies, this is what I call the golden age of baby-led weaning. This is when your baby really starts to get the hang of it, and then they're picking up foods, and they're bringing it to their mouth. And you're like, oh my gosh, they're actually chewing it and swallowing some of it. And you'll notice that your baby starts wanting to drink less infant milk. And parents worry, oh my gosh, the baby's getting bigger. The diaper size is getting bigger. The clothes size is getting bigger. Shouldn't the amount of milk that they drink get bigger? And the answer is no. You kind of tap out or peak out somewhere around the 8 or 9 month mark with regards to the volume of breast milk or formula that the baby will drink. And this makes perfect sense, right? Because the weaning period is all about helping your baby get more nutrition from food and less nutrition from milk. And they're going to turn that corner somewhere around the 9-10 month mark where the food intake is really going up and the milk intake is going down. And that is weaning in action. At the same time, your baby is dropping a nap. So you're consolidating the sleep, okay, that they need cumulatively in a 24 hours. More of it starts happening at nighttime and less of it starts happening in the daytime. Okay, so your baby's going to be sleeping through the night with generally around 2 naps, and then it'll probably drop down to 1 nap somewhere shortly before the first birthday. Okay, your baby's going to be moving a little bit more, right? They're crawling more and they're pulling up. They're getting tired, but they get tired earlier in the evening, and they're going to actually start going to bed earlier and sleeping for longer. Do you need to provide a bedtime solid food snack to help them get through the night? No, certainly not. Do your breakfast, do your lunch, do your dinner. Okay, most families I work with, they'll do their dinner around 5 or 6 o'clock. Okay, bedtime routine is around 7 or 8 o'clock. And as long as you're still offering infant milk, be that from breastfeeding or bottle feeding, continue that night milk feed. Okay, it's a bonding session between you and the baby, but it's also providing a small amount of nutrition, okay, that will help them get through the night. But your baby at 10, 11, 12 months of age does not need to be waking up in the middle of the night and eating multiple times a day. Okay, they might be conditioned to wake up. And if they cry for you and you come get them, like that's a whole different story. And yes, work on your own sleep schedule that works for your family, but please don't feel obligated to wake up a 10, 11 or 12 month old baby or to need to feed them in the middle of the night because physiologically they've developed so much more since when they were a little tiny baby and you did have to feed them multiple times in the middle of the night. The other thing I want to leave you with is the reminder that as your baby approaches the 1 year mark, the rate of growth slows down. So you'll think like, how can this big baby possibly make it through the night with no new food in their stomach? Because the rate of growth is slowing down. They don't require as much energy, which is nutrition and calories, from infant milk or from food per kilogram or pound of their body weight as they did in the earlier stages of infancy. So even though your beautiful baby is getting bigger and getting closer to being a toddler, that rate of growth is slowing down and the amount of food that you're offering them in the day is sufficient. You shouldn't have to wake up in the middle of the night and feed them. I hope you found some of that information helpful. If you are stressing about sleep schedules, please know it's very typical. And it's hard because our babies don't develop in a vacuum, right? They don't learn how to eat solid foods independent of needing to change their sleep schedule. And you're not perfecting your sleep schedule independent of also having to work on introducing new foods. But please know that not all babies are the same. What works for one family or in one program might not work for you. You know your baby best, but you are not starving your baby out if you don't let them eat food in the middle of the night as an older infant. I'll put a link to some of the resources from today's episode on the show notes page, which you can find at blwpodcast.com/415. A special thank you to our partners at Airwave Media. If you like podcasts that feature food and science and using your brain, check out some of the podcasts from Airwave Media. We're online at blwpodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening. Happy feeding and also happy sleeping. Enjoy that full night's sleep that's coming soon if you haven't already achieved it yet. Hang in there. You're doing a great job.
At a time when change is constant and we are pulled in far too many directions, we need a way to stay present to life and to increase our ability to remain calm, think clearly, and maintain our well-being. Many studies indicate mindfulness improves our mental, emotional, and physical health. On A Mindful Moment with Teresa McKee, you can learn how to practice mindfulness and enjoy its many benefits. Tune in for guided meditations and to hear tips and advice from some of the most respected experts in the fields of mental health and mindfulness. The world truly can be a better place. It all starts with a mindful moment.